Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 17. I'm Delaney.
I'm Mariah.
And this week we are doing Idaho by Emily Ruskovich. We're saying. Full disclaimer, I don't think this is a romance.
I don't think it was either.
But this is one Mariah picked, and she was like, this is a good book. And it is a good book. It's weird as all heck, but, like, it's a good book.
And I said, like, I picked it up just randomly, like, top shelf of the library, so it was, like, out. And I read it, and I was like, they're married. That must mean they love each other. That was my first, my decision to get it. I looked it up, and people just talked about how it was a very well-written book, and I was like, I'm going to give it a go. And I was like, it is a really well-written book. I think Lainey should read it. So
here we are. Yeah, so right before this started, Mariah hazarded a guess as to what the main character's name was. She was wrong. It's Wade. So Wade is our main guy in this, and he's got first wife, who is Jenny, and then second wife, who is Anne. Anne is kind of the main character.
I would say.
Yeah. There's some, like, sections from other POVs, but it's mostly from Anne's point of view. So yeah, Anne is the second wife. And Wade had two daughters with Jenny, May and June. We learned this, like, very early on.
We do.
I just wrote this down because I was like, yeah, okay, we're getting the names.
The first chapter was really just like, let's spew out what you need to know.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first chapter very much. It got better as it went on.
Yeah, so I have a note, something bad happened to Jenny, May, and June on a trip to get firewood.
Yeah.
Because Anne is sitting in an old truck that they have on the property, and she's just thinking about the bad things that happened to Jenny, May, and June. Yeah, so Anne is 38 at this point, and Wade is 50. And Wade is forgetting things. They don't talk about it yet, but he has dementia. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, oh, he has Alzheimer's. And then, like, several years later, I was like, oh, it's never mind.
Yeah.
My notes are not good for this, so if you...
The notes are really hard for this.
Yeah, it's very, like, the way it's written is very, like, I want to say very immersive in the scene. It's, yes. Like, a lot of details about the setting, and so, like, when she's sitting in the truck, there's just, like, description of the smells of the truck, and, like, the mice that died in the truck, and, like, just odd little detail things like that. So, it's less, like... I don't know. It's a little weird. So my note is, he does weird thing with a box of clothes, then some other stuff.
I don't remember that is in reference to at all.
I'm pretty sure it's when he's, like, holding her head down into things.
Oh.
Which is, I don't know, like, maybe we'll wait till, like, the significant one, but it's weird. Yeah, actually, no, we're talking about it now. So Wade trains dogs. Mm-hmm. That's just, like, a thing he does. And part of the dog training thing is that he, like, for example, if you had a dog with, like, a dead animal that you didn't want it to kill, you'd, like, hold its face in the dead thing, and then you let go, and then, or you shout no at it, and then you let go, and then the dog learns not to do that somehow.
Uh-huh.
They talk about it a little bit, that it's, like, something to do with the, like, letting go is, like, you're, like, forgiving them, and then they're like, okay, cool, I get forgiven for the bad thing, but if I don't want the bad thing to happen, then I have to not do this. So Wade starts doing that to Anne in his dementia. So, like, he sees something on the TV about, like a kid is on the TV or something, and it upsets him, and so he, like, holds Anne's face to the TV and, like, shouts no at her.
Yeah.
And then let's go. And she's like, this has been uncomfortable. And he cuts a bunch of holes in their house.
Oh, yeah.
This was really sad. Like, yeah. Oh, it was really upsetting. Yeah, she, like, comes home one day and there's just, like, a bunch of, like,
holes.
Literal holes cut in, like, the exterior of the house.
And the interior.
Yeah.
Like, there's just holes in walls everywhere.
Like, little squares. And he, like, was cutting cat doors so that the cat could come home, and she's like, we don't have a cat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so she, like...
Plasters up all the holes.
Yeah, and she, like, covers them, like, so the bugs, because, like, the bugs have gotten in, and, like, Oh, it's really hard to read.
It is really hard to read. And the next day, he, like, comes to, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, and
is
he
like,
apologizes.
Man, I really was not in a good place last night when I was getting balls in the house.
Yeah, so they live... In case you didn't know where Idaho was set, it's in Idaho. And they live on this mountain. It's not the one with the weird name. It's Mount Iris. Is that the one they live on?
Didn't write that down.
Okay. They live on a mountain.
And
yeah, no, they do.
You ask me the names of things.
I know. That was stupid of me. It's idiotic of me. Okay. So then we, I think, flashback to the Elliot stuff. Do you have more to say about this?
I just, no.
Okay.
Like, this first chapter was super long, and it was literally, like, they were throwing everything at us.
Yeah.
And it was set, because the way they did the chapters was just, like, years.
Yeah.
So it was set in 2012, but they were flashing back to, like, all the times in this chapter. So, like, you're saying this stuff, I'm like, I didn't write this down, but I'm sure it happened, because this chapter was just ginormo. But I wrote the stuff about Elliot, so we can get that.
Okay, we can go to Elliot. Okay. Yeah. Time skip. Before Anne met Wade, she was teaching. So she lived in Idaho when she was like a little kid, went to England, came back to teach, and then she was teaching piano at this little school in Idaho, and she met this kid, Elliot, who had lost his leg in a dock accident.
Yeah.
He like fell through the dock, and then they ended up having to amputate the leg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she, like, really loves this Elliot kid.
Yeah. It made me uncomfortable. It wasn't like,
I don't think it was
it's
supposed
just
to...
my favorite student. It was uncomfortable.
She, like, really liked Elliot.
Yeah.
And he was only, like, I want to say, like, 13 or 12 or something at this point.
I thought he was older.
Maybe. Maybe he was,
I thought
like
he was, like, 15 or 16 okay. when he got his leg amputated.
Oh, I thought he was young. Okay, I don't know.
I don't
okay.
remember. And, like, why is this told?
So, yeah. Because it comes up later, Mariah.
It comes up later, but it's like this weird little, like, let's flash back to this boy named Elliot, that, like, piano teacher.
And... I have a theory about the relevance of Elliot, but...
Okay, I couldn't figure him out. So that'll be interesting.
It was pretty opaque. I don't know if the connection is, like, strong. So, yeah, then she, Anne does piano lessons with Elliot, skip back to present day, because I've got her calling the prison library to see if if anyone's checked out the one book she donated to the prison library.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Wade's first wife, Jenny, is in prison because the bad things happened on the mountain with the firewood.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jenny murdered someone.
Well, it says who at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they say they're like being... difficult about it, but yeah, basically Jenny killed May, and then
May her daughter,
who was the younger daughter, and then Wade and Jenny went down the mountain with May's corpse in the back of the truck, the one that Anne is like just chilling in.
Yeah.
And then when they got down there, the police were all like, the husband killed May, and they couldn't figure it out, but they had left June on the mountain because she had like run off into the woods
because of
the
murder. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they didn't get back in time to, like, find June, and she's just gone. Like, she was never found.
Yeah. And so she's, like, she's, like, sitting in this truck.
Just thinking,
thinking about it.
Yeah.
And she's, like, so interested in it.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird to me. I just wrote, she's so obsessed with it. She just wants to know
what happened. I felt like, as soon as she said this, I was like, why? Why did Jenny randomly kill her daughter?
Yes, that's true.
And so I understood Anne's, like, obsession with it as far as, like, why did Jenny do this? Because Anne hasn't really been able to talk to Wade about this because Wade is A, forgetting, and B...
He was traumatized before.
Yeah.
And now... So they never talked about it.
Yeah. And now he
can't remember.
Yeah. And so she, like... I feel like it's Anne just, like, she wants to know about it, but...
Yeah. And there is a part... I, like, remember her... multiple times saying, like, if he can't remember, I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. So she has, like, a fixation with it in that regard. And it's partly because she loves him and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah. Stay tuned for why Jenny did it. Prepare to be disappointed. If you're watching this podcast for, like, why did Jenny kill her daughter randomly?
You'll just never get it.
You're
answer.
Not gonna have.
You'll get like a half answer, but I don't even buy it.
I don't.
Like, Anne comes up with a reason, and I don't.
It's
really...
annoying because it's just like it's just speculation.
Yeah, and it feels like so.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll
anyways,
get there.
Yeah.
So 6 months after, all this goes down in Wade's life, he had been seeing her. He had been coming to Anne for piano lessons because his father had early onset dementia. And so he was trying to learn piano because it was supposed to help him
with his brain
yeah. stay with it longer. So he had started the lessons before bad things happened, and then he came back to continue them afterwards. And then at one point, randomly in the lessons, they just realize they're in love with each other, and she's like, "I could take care of you." And
yeah, like it was a very like they
it
don't
was really
kiss,
abrupt. Yeah,
they don't date. She's just like, "I'll be with you."
Yeah, and he's like, "Okay." And then they just.
Get married. Like, they're married within, like, I feel like 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, the anniversary of the whole thing happening that they're now married and she lives with him in the...
Yeah.
On the house where he used to be with his wife and children.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's weird.
I wrote long, drawn-out fantasy of the day in question, wondering what Jenny was thinking.
Oh.
So that must have been when Anne was just really thinking hard about that day.
Yes.
And what could have maybe happened.
Yeah.
Because Anne doesn't know. And she just speculates, like, a lot about what it could have been like.
Yeah.
And as we said about, like, how the book is written with, like, very concrete details, when she's, like, speculating, she's not like, I wonder what was going through Jenny's mind. She's like, I wonder if May was, like, sticking her feet in the dirt and, like, felt the flies biting. Yeah. And, like, it's, like, really weird detailed speculation of the day in question. Yeah, so they had their first kiss on the day they got married.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anne and Wade did.
Yeah.
Them having sex for the first time was fucking bonkers.
Like, why? I can't remember.
They, like, are... I'm pretty sure they're in a random house.
Oh, they were.
Because she... They, like, get caught in a storm or something, and they can't get to wherever they were supposed to go, so they just, like, stop somewhere and, like, find a key under the mat or something.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Gosh, like, I can't remember this.
I know. They were at some, like, literally a random house, and then, like, they're exploring the random house, and then she drops her clothes down a laundry chute.
I do remember because
he's
that.
At the bottom of the laundry chute, like, all her clothes one by one, and then he comes up stairs, and they have sex in the hallway. It was... This book has, like, insane scenes like that, like, throughout, and I, like, every single... Like, you're reading it, you're like, what? Why? Like, and I have to appreciate the fact that I have never read a scene like that, and I don't know if I ever will again. Like, that was a totally unique experience.
It was. I remember that.
And
I didn't write about it, but I do remember
Yeah,
that.
But so, I value it on that level, but at the same time, I was just like, this is perplexing. I think it has meaning, but I can't discern what it is. So regarding why Jenny did it, Wade says at this point, because he, like, tells her about it basically at this point, I think, and he, like, runs her through.
On the night of their wedding?
I think so.
Okay.
And so he kind of takes her through as many details as he's willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's like, this is kind of the only time he's going to tell me this. He talks about leaving June up in the woods, too, and that he was stressed about that. He, like, wanted to get back to his other daughter, but he had to get Jenny away from his other daughter, too.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like...
He was like, I feel like the best thing...
Yeah.
In the moment, it was the most logical thing to do.
Yeah, to drive away.
Turned out really unfortunate.
Yeah. And then there's, like, a brief thing about Wade couldn't connect with Jenny's mother. Because, like, Jenny's mother tried to, like, talk to him, and he was like, this is too hard.
Yeah.
Both of them were just, like, they're having trouble processing that Jenny's, like, still alive and, like, just living her life now. So Anne sees Elliot with a girl picking puppies up from a box on the side of the road. And for some reason at that point, she's like, I think June is, like, really dead.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
thing.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, no, it's been like...
Like, 1994 or 1995, I think, was when the murder happened.
Yeah, there's points where she talks about how old June would be. And so June was, like...
Nine. When she was gone, went missing.
Yeah, and then she's around 20 in present day, but there's time skips, so, like...
Who knows?
Yeah.
Are we still in 2012 for you?
I have no... I didn't write the time.
The times?
The times, so where are you at?
Well, because what are you going to say next?
I'm going to say that he pushes her in the knives.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she, after sitting in the truck, she's been sitting in the truck the whole time. Like, all this.
Yes, like, we're just getting her memories of her life in the truck.
As she sits in the truck. Yeah. So she gets out of the truck, and she goes to see Wade, and then Wade is like, did you go somewhere? Because you smell, like, gasoline or something.
I guess so.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I didn't go anywhere. And then he's like, no, you did. And then she's like, okay, I was sitting in the truck. And then that upsets him somehow.
Well, it probably triggers the memory of the murder in the truck.
Probably. Okay. But I don't remember, like...
If that's what it was. Yeah. I'm just assuming that's what it was. Yeah.
And then she ends up knocking over some knives, and that upsets him even more. So then he does the dog face push thing into, like, some knives.
Yeah.
Not funny. And it, like, cuts
it's
her
really
face.
It's really not funny.
It's really not. It's really sad. And then she's, like, not good.
And then she runs away to the emu farm.
Yeah, kids. I wrote absolutely bizarre interaction with
yes!
emu farmers.
That was so... I was like, I don't get... Like...
don't understand what happened. It was so strange. It was, like, let me tell you, this was so weird. Like, you could have told... Could have been a dream sequence. Could have really happened. Impossible to tell. So she, like... has cut her face, and she, like, goes to...
She, like, runs away to the next house, kind of.
And so she goes to this emu farm, and, like, the lady that, like, sees her and is like, oh, you need help, and then gives her, like, some toilet paper for her cut face, but she means, like, do you need help, like, picking out emu products? So then Anne, like, goes and looks
look at
emu products. And then, like, I don't know how you pictured this, but, like, somehow behind the emu products, there's, like, a kid just carving an emu egg with some sort of machine. And there's, like, face on the emu egg, and, like, the kid is like, you can't afford my egg. And it's, like...
And then Anne gets, like, super creeped out.
At that point. And she's like, I have to go. And so she leaves. This is the strangest scene in the book, by far. And yeah, do you have a theory about why any of that happened?
No. I really don't. I just didn't. They were so unhelpful, and she was like, this is such a weird place. I'm like, this is such a weird place. Why are these your neighbors?
Yeah, I was like, are they serial killers? Like, it was so strange.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we both had the same, like,
reaction.
Insane experience there. Yeah, so, and then we find out at this point that Wade was arrested before Jenny, because, like, the farmer and the wife that they went to first with May dead in the seat, they were all, like, they were trying to help him, but then the cops came and got confused. And,
yes, because, like, stereotypically...
Women don't normally kill their kids. Yeah. And then I think Anne's still wandering in the woods.
She is.
Yeah, because he finds her.
Yeah. Because she somehow got lost
on
the way back. Like,
yeah.
Or is she just taking a long time, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. But he finds her somehow. And he's, like, driving. So he's kind of with it.
Yeah.
And then he tells her that he tore down the mirror in the truck so that Jenny wouldn't see May's body in the back.
Which I thought was, like, that made me enjoy him.
Yes.
Like, they never describe him, like, what he looked like. There's no... The only reasons why I enjoy him are just some of the behaviors he exhibits when not in dementia state.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, look at, like... He was like, I'm not going to look in the rear view mirror, but I don't want my wife to.
Yeah, to have to look at the thing she just did. And Anne is like, don't do that to me.
Do what?
Tear down the mirror. And she means, like, don't... She's like, I don't want you to have to
hide things.
Yeah, or she's like, I want to see my mistakes, sort of thing.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's a weird part that I didn't write enough about. And then we're POV switching.
Wait, wait. Okay, I have one more thing to say from this. Because the POV switch is the next chapter. Yes. So I have one more thing that you didn't talk on.
Okay.
Which was that in this whole scene, she's already... like, I don't remember why. I just wrote it. She Wade says to her, I guess during this scene, that I loved you since the moment I saw you. Which implies he loved her while married to Jenny.
Yeah.
And then Anne goes...
Yeah.
I know why Jenny killed her. She was probably... May was probably singing a song that I had taught Wade.
She I don't think
which
she's...
Which triggers she's Jenny.
She hasn't reached that conclusion yet.
No.
Yeah.
She has.
At this point.
At this point. I wouldn't have written it if she hadn't.
Okay.
In this 2012 chapter.
Okay.
She's already concluded this.
They discuss that later, too.
They do. But this happened right away.
Okay, yeah.
Then she, goes through it, through the rest of the book, of, did this really happen? Concocted this in her own head.
Yes.
Definitely, May was singing the song that I taught Wade.
Ah, this book.
Okay, now we're...
POV switch.
And it's the next chapter in 2008.
Oh, good.
I've got the years for you.
Thank God. I don't know if it helps, for me, I didn't write them down because I was like, I have no idea.
Well, at the very end, something clicked for me, which I don't even fully understand at this point because the 2012 chapter was confusing, but something did click and I'll talk about it, but yeah, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so Jenny's cellmate, Elizabeth, is the POV character. And Elizabeth thinks a lot about her previous cellmate, Sylvia, but she stabbed.
I didn't really write a lot for this chapter.
Yeah, I don't really like these chapters. I wanted to like them because I was curious about Jenny, but overall I didn't really care for Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Jenny learns that Elizabeth stabbed Sylvia, and then Elizabeth loses her place at the prison school. So then Jenny is taking notes for Elizabeth and going to school for her, and they're cellmates now. But Jenny doesn't talk to her at all.
They just talk through the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only concluded that Jenny seemed like she's very kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except for the murdering thing.
Except for the murdering.
Yeah, so Jenny was, prior to being Elizabeth's cellmate, she was
in solitary.
She was in solitary and only came outside for one single day. And yeah. Elizabeth saw her and was like, that's Jenny. And then she went back inside and never came out again.
Yeah.
So the reason that... Do we need to talk about Elizabeth and Sylvia?
And why Elizabeth did what she did?
Yeah, no. No. Okay. Point is, Sylvia starts playing the piano afterwards.
That already happened in this chapter. I didn't want to talk about any of that.
Yeah, Sylvia plays the piano, and then Jenny is hurt by the piano playing, and Elizabeth can tell that, and then Elizabeth feels bad that she stabbed Sylvia and convinced her to play the piano. I know those things don't sound related, but they are. And then Elizabeth asks to be Jenny's friend. I guess at this point, I thought...
It did happen at this point.
Okay.
I wrote that. That said, by the end of this chapter, they agree to be friends.
Okay. Now, flashback.
Now we're flashing back to 1985.
Okay. And Jenny is...
Pregnant. With their first child, June.
Yes. And they're snowed in on the mountain.
It's their first year on the mountain, too.
Yeah.
And they had been promised that there would be snow plows.
But there are not snow plows. And they were like... So at this point, Jenny is 31, and I think Wade's a little older than her.
Sure.
So, but they're approximately 30s, and they desperately wanted a baby because they lived somewhere else before, and then... Once they moved to the mountain, they ended up getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm. What I wrote was, I like Wade. Jenny is blackmailing an old lady.
Yes! Okay!
That's how I started this section. I don't know why I like Wade, but I know that Jenny is blackmailing an old lady.
Yeah. So Jenny finds a picture, because they have some stuff from when they moved, but not all their stuff. And so she finds some stuff from Wade's dad. And discovers that Wade's dad, in his dementia, so Wade's dad's name is Adam. I don't know why I'm naming him. I should probably just continue referring to him as Wade's dad. Yeah, Wade's dad also had dementia, and in his dementia believed that
His childhood friend was his illegitimate daughter.
Yes, that he had a secret daughter, and he felt really bad because he was like, I haven't been giving her any money, my secret daughter that I didn't know about. So then he sent money.
Like a lot of money.
It was like $10,000. To this lady named June. Not to be confused with his future daughter, June. June Bailey Rowe. And then Jenny starts writing, like, these really aggressive letters to June Bailey Rowe, basically being like,
give us the money back.
You took it from a senile old man.
Yeah.
Like, you're evil. Yeah, and so then they have a daughter.
Their daughter.
Yeah, like, who was originally named Lily, but then Wade wants to call her June.
Yes. I really like this chapter in terms of enjoying Wade.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, he didn't really like that his wife was blackmailing this old lady.
No, he wasn't really.
But he was like, you know, she needs to do this.
Yeah, he was he was like, my wife needs something to do while she's like sitting alone inside and blackmailing an old lady.
I'll support her.
Yeah.
And like was secretly just like, I'm really worried about my own life. And
he was cutting all the trees down too.
Too.
So, because he was worried that they couldn't get her out of there if like
the baby was coming.
Yeah. So he like
makes a helicopter launch pad.
Yeah. He like spent the whole winter like cutting trees down.
Yeah.
So
I was like, what a sweet little woman. And then they change the baby's name to June. And I wrote down the reasoning because I was like, he is so adorable. He says, I wrote that he loved his daughter so much that he never wanted to forget her. Just like how his dad never forgot June.
Oh.
Even though his dad forgot him. But he never forgot June. So he was like, I'm going to name my baby June.
What the heck happened in this part? But I wrote, June stops playing with dolls with May, and then wrote, Jenny is in jail.
Let me read. Well, okay, so there was two chapters. I'm trying to figure this out. I have 1995. 1995 was the year of the murder. So, like, we're basically seeing their life leading up to the murder. And mm-hmm. I remember the dolls because I really liked these chapters from May's perspective.
Okay, I was going to talk to you about this. I felt like all the chapters from the two girls' perspectives were very, like, accurate to being a child.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
all I wrote for the chapter where they were fighting, I was like,
that's real being a small child.
Yeah.
Like,
she did it so good.
Yeah. And it was crazy. And I wondered too, like, I was like, did she, if a old man with dementia was reading this book,
would he be like, that's what it's like?
That's what it's really like. Yeah. Or like, is it just because it is a female author? I was wondering if like,
she
was able to capture it for that reason. And similar, she also grew up in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So like, as far as the depth of the scenery.
Yeah.
I think that was also, like, very accurate. Yeah, like, weird and random that she chose, like, this story for that.
For that, yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, so what I wrote was, Jenny sees that she's losing June, who is growing up and doesn't want to play with dolls anymore.
Yeah.
All I wrote was, I feel like I was playing with dolls way older than nine. I'm like, so young.
Okay,
like,
but
when how old was I when I would come to your house and we played Polly Pockets, man?
Yeah,
like,
we're way older. But I think I understand the June is like deciding not to play with dolls.
Yes.
But she still wants to.
Yes. And later on, I can't remember at what point, mm-hmm. that we see her like playing with dolls but not playing with dolls.
Yeah
It was really good. Anyways, and then I don't know why you wrote Jenny is in jail. Because the next chapter is May's perspective.
Yeah, where they're in the garbage cans, right?
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird, but like, it was good.
They go in because, for everyone listening.
Why are the kids in the garbage cans?
They fill them up with water, like little pools.
Yeah.
And then they sit in there and cool off.
Yeah, because it's really hot. And yeah. I was like, that's such a weird but interesting little thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very, very well done.
Okay, this is one part of this, though. What was the smell that June had?
I think, okay, I don't know. I don't know, but I think it represented, like, insecurity, which young girls have. And so, like,
They said she smelled like a wet dog.
Yes.
I was like, this is the smell that young 9-year-olds go through. This is a phase of childhood that I missed.
Maybe you were in it. You just had no idea. I think it's, like, supposed to be, like, you can detect the insecurity on her, if that makes sense. So, like, yeah. I imagine it would be, like the equivalent of, like, pimples. Mm-hmm. But they chose to use a smell as, like, the representative of this.
Which is also interesting to think about in terms of, like, later, they can't find her because they don't have a smell.
Because she smells like wet dog.
I'm just noticing this now.
That, like, is interesting.
Like, they send dogs after her, and yeah,
they can't find her. Yeah.
But she apparently has this very distinct wet dog smell.
Oh. I wonder what that means.
This book feels like it has meanings that are too big for us.
They're too hard. Like, look, we're making connections, but, like, we're still, like, I feel like we're like, looking at the board with all the red, like, lines, yeah, and we've, like, drawn one line. We're like, we did it. And, like, we step back, and it's still just a mess of lines.
But, yeah. I didn't think of that, but...
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay, so... Yeah, that's the deal with June's smell, as described by May. And then we're back to Anne.
And it's 2006.
Yes.
I'm going to just tell you all the years.
Yeah. And so Anne goes to see this guy. And at first I was like, this is a detective, but he is not a detective. Yeah. And he's this guy who paints missing kids. It's not really like a profession, but his cousin went missing and he painted her instead of like the age progressed photos. Yeah. And then his cousin ended up being found.
Yeah.
And so he got, like, inundated with requests from, like, people being like, please paint my missing child. Maybe it'll get them found.
And he always declined.
Yeah.
Because
he was like, I don't think I can actually do that. I feel like it was a fluke. Yeah. Like, and then other people, like, accused him of, like, using missing children to, like, promote his art. And, like, yeah. But he ended up being very interested in their case in particular. And yeah, he, like... approached Wade
Wade approached him.
Yeah, so Wade approached him to do it, and then
Wade never followed through.
Yeah, but he thought about it a lot and then ended up wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And so Anne has given him photos, or he gave her this painter guy photos. Wade gave him photos initially.
Yeah. And then, so now Anne is going to look at what he's produced.
Yes.
And again, I was just like, man, Anne loves her husband so much. That's why I liked him.
Also, we really forgot to mention this, but there's this knife.
What? Oh.
So. Right. Yeah, we totally forgot this.
See, the thing with the 2012 chapter is literally everything comes back later, which how would you have known?
Yeah, that you had to, I know, that we needed to talk about the knife. So, flashback, pretend we said this right at the beginning. When we were talking about Elliot randomly.
Yeah.
The boy that without a leg, the missing a leg that Anne liked, June also had a crush on him and gave him this knife that Wade made.
Because Wade's other job is he makes knives.
Yeah, which is why there was a bunch of knives that Anne dropped and then he shoved her face in them. We really should have mentioned he makes knives. Yeah. So he initially made this knife for Jenny and then June stole it and tried to give it to Elliot because she was in love with him.
Yep.
And then Anne found the knife and was like...
Well, you can't give knives to children. So confiscated it.
Yeah. And then she ended up talking to Wade and being like, oh my God, we really should have mentioned this. This is like how they met.
Yeah.
How did neither of us note this? So yeah, she ended up talking to Wade and being like, hey, your daughter needs to stop bringing knives to school. And then he was like, I'll talk to her. And then he asked her for piano lessons for the dementia and then so on and so forth. So
back to 2006.
Back to the painter guy who's painting June.
Yeah.
Wade had given this guy the knife as payment. Mm-hmm. And I think that was part of his decision to, like, do this.
And the thing to note here that I didn't know was important until later was that Anne, based on pictures, has always assumed that
June liked pink.
But he always painted her in yellow. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, like, has this moment where he's like, oh, haha. And, like, you know, as I read it, I was like, it's clear he's going to keep painting her in yellow, but we don't know why.
Yes.
And it becomes important later.
Yes. And another thing, Anne found this picture of May, like, under the fridge or something, and the painter guy, he has pictures of Wade, Jenny, and June to, like, figure out what her features would look like. And so then Anne gives him the picture of May so that, like, the family is complete, even though he doesn't need it.
Yeah, because, like she, it's, like, so raw. That, yeah. Like, she's, like, June will, like, because she was not found.
Yeah.
She gets to grow up almost through these paintings, and May just, like,
Stays
where she was.
Yeah. Oof. And then the other, like, part about this is, like, Anne has, like, no photos of any of them.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is her only photo of May, and she, like, gives it up so that she could be with her family.
Yeah.
Yeah. The painter guy, I liked his
chapter.
This part a lot. Like, okay. Like, if I was rating this compared to the emu chapter, like, it's way up above.
I mean, the emu chapter was the worst chapter, in my opinion.
You didn't like the first chapter.
I didn't like the emu chapter was the first chapter. That happened in the first chapter.
No, it didn't.
Yes. It was the chapter that never ended.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
No.
That's insane. I don't believe you.
I mean, unless I missed it, but I was being pretty diligent with my years, and everything happened in 2000. Like, the emu didn't happen. Well, maybe it did. I don't even know. It was all one big, long thing. It must have,
because she
thing.
Came out of a truck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was all...
Okay. That's bananas.
For me, we go to the next time jump.
Nope.
You still have more about the man? The painting man?
This is when Anne thinks to herself, because Wade says that May was singing something in the truck when Jenny... By the way, the way it worked is Jenny had an axe in her hand, and then she just, like,
swung it
back and just chopped.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, May was singing something, apparently. And so Anne really wants to know what May was singing, but she's way too afraid to ask Wade. Partly because he probably won't tell her, and then also because she's scared of
it's going to be a song that she taught.
Yeah.
Which means that she caused the murder.
Yeah. And so, but then they have this whole discussion about Guy,
painter.
The painter, is painting all these different pictures of June. And Anne thinks to herself, she's like, each picture, because it's been painted, becomes, like, the most unlikely possibility, right? Like, because you've painted Anne, like, just sitting.
June,
yeah. at the bus stop or whatever. Finding her at a bus stop looking the way she does in this picture is, like, basically impossible now. And so Anne is like, because I've had this thought that May had been singing a song that I had taught Wade, it's essentially, like, that's so unlikely. That becomes the least likely scenario. So she acknowledges that this is a weird thought that she's having, even though
she can't stop having it.
She also kind of, like, really thinks it. It is revealed that the artist calls Jenny. And Jenny thought it was going to be Wade that calls her, but it is not. And then the painter asks about June, and that is the one day that Jenny went outside that Elizabeth saw her go outside. And that's when she tells the painter to put June in yellow. Do you have the reasoning for that?
No. I know that they talked, she, like, had a reason, but I don't remember why.
Okay. Wade steals a dog. That had a hen tied around its neck.
Okay, this is 1973.
Good.
I feel like it's very unusual that I have these contexts.
Yes.
And you don't.
Yeah.
So we've gone back even further into time.
Yes.
And this chapter is the chapter of Wade and Jenny meeting. And I really liked it. I didn't write anything about it other than I feel like this is how, like, I mean, obviously it was a little bit, like, extra dramatic, but, like, it didn't. It felt so natural.
Yes. Yeah. So Wade steals this dog because it was being mistreated. Basically, like, the owner had tied this hen around its neck, and, like, it was really heavy and kind of choking the dog, but it was, like, to teach it this lesson about not killing hens. But he's like, that's not how you teach it. That's not how you train a dog. And so he steals the dog, And then Jenny comes and finds him later and is like, you stole my dog.
Yeah, because she's been away at school.
And so she gave it to her cousin, and then the cousin was mistreating the dog.
Yeah, so she takes the dog back.
Yes. And we're going to skip.
And then Wade's so sad. And this is also very recently, like within months of his father dying.
Yeah.
So he's like grieving his dad, then he loses his dog. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't really remember. Do we see here more? This is where I'm like, did we go back to this? Or does it all end here?
They...
Like, they fall in love at this point.
Yes. But then there's a brief flashback to them getting to the farmhouse that they first went to after May.
I loved this chapter.
Oh my god, I loved... It, like, killed me.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
I was like, why are we getting this chapter? But it's amazing.
So this is from the point of view of...
The family who lived at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah. Who Wade and Jenny and May went to. And so the wife, she... There's, like, this weird backstory where the wife had, like, heard her husband yell at a kid at one point. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he'll be a bad father.
So we're not going to have children.
So we're never going to have kids because he is a bad father. And it's partially like he kind of internalized that where he was like, she thinks I'm a bad father and I probably am because, you know, she probably has new intuition about this. But this old farmer guy, he like, when Wade comes and he's like so distraught, the farmer like comforts him.
Yeah.
And they just like have this moment of like just two men, like one man extremely having a bad time, and then this other guy just like, I don't know what to do, but
I'm gonna hold you.
And then he comforts him, and the wife like looks at her husband comforting Wade, and she's just like, oh, we should have had kids.
Yeah,
he would have been an amazing father. Ugh. And she like regrets it.
Ugh.
And she feels just horrible. And she's like, I never saw this side of him because like I made up my mind 20 yeah. years ago or something.
Yeah.
And she's just so upset about it. And it talks about like afterwards she feels this like regret about never having kids,
and because, she wants to tell him,
but then he like, misinterprets don't. This regret as like her regretting their actions on that day, and that they didn't like go like work hard enough, and they could have saved June if they had figured out what it meant sooner. And he just feels horrible, and yeah. she feels horrible, and it was a great chapter.
It was so good. And that was that, and we never hear from them again.
Nope, that was it.
Yeah. What do they have to teach us?
I
like, why do you think they were there?
I feel like it was like just a discussion of regret.
Yeah, that's what I wrote too.
Yeah,
like that's what I felt too. That was my last word in this chapter, regret.
Yeah, they also, I think they had more of a discussion of regret later. Yeah, they do.
Who, these two or someone else?
No, it just another, the theme comes about.
Okay. Again.
Yeah, no, immediately after, because Wade says to Anne, we should have a child.
Right.
And so...
So now they're in 2007.
Yeah, and Wade is deeper in dementia mode.
Yeah.
He really does not remember anything from his first wife.
Yeah, and she's trying to figure it out. She's like, does he remember that he has children or not? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But he says to her, we should have a child, because he's, like, so in love with her, because she is the only person that exists to him. Yes. And he has completely forgotten how to play the piano. Oh, so yeah, and he's just, like, he's so out of it. But this raises the question of, like, whether Wade would rather remember having kids or experience that, like, because if she tells him, she could tell him about the kids that he had, and then he would have that memory and be like, I had wonderful kids. Or she cannot tell him, and then he lives with this intense regret.
A feeling like he didn't he have never, a child.
Like he missed his chance to have kids. Because he's like, I love Anne so much, we should have had a kid. But she's like, if I tell you about the kids you did have, you're just going to feel horrible.
Yeah.
And so it's like this weird, crazy dilemma.
But then she's like, I have a plan on how to figure out whether he remembers if he has kids or not. I'll bring a child to the house and see what happens.
Yeah, which... I thought it was a very dangerous idea, considering
last time
he like just shoved her face in knives when he got upset, but and she like recognizes that later, but
it, so this is what I wrote. Ugh. A lot of these things are like making me like have chills.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, he doesn't have a reaction to the child in his home, and it's the first time she realizes that his family is completely lost to him. She's the only one who carries them now.
Oh.
Oh, and I also wrote, it was at this point that I said, because, you know, typically we are like, okay, this is, and I was like, man, I don't have any of those feelings. Like, weird things happen, but I can't mock this book.
No, like they were hitting me. Like I like it wasn't like I was like, huh, that was so weird. Except the emu scene.
The emu scene, which feels like so long ago now.
Yeah. So there's a brief May chapter.
Oh, I love the May chapters.
She feels like abandoned by June, but
Yes.
there's also like this weird sense where she feels like the May before June. I don't know how to describe it because that's all I put in my note.
Here's what I wrote. This to me was probably one of my favorite lines. I wrote it. She gives her sister permission to go on, to leave her behind, because this is what love is.
And I, both of us are older siblings, so I found this very interesting. Like I was curious about it, like what it, because I hadn't really thought about it from the younger sibling's perspective, where like you're moving on with playing, and they're like, I still want to play with you. And yeah, it's really hard to think about it. Like hurts to think about.
Yeah, in the earlier perspective too, she talks about how she wants her sister back so desperately, and she tries like everything. Her sister won't come back, and the only thing that works is to be cruel, because that will get like
A
the ink.
reaction,
Yeah,
yeah.
and she said like it works, but it doesn't actually like give me
What
any
I need.
pleasure either. I
Yeah.
just get
It's
a
just something,
glimpse of
yeah.
the girl I used to know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I loved her perspectives. I wonder, did you ask Sam about it? That's her brother.
I didn't, but I should ask. I
Like, if
wonder.
he remembers the day where he was like, I want to play, and you were like.
I'm a grown up now.
I don't remember that specifically with my brother. I remember that at family events. Like, I have an older cousin than me, and there was a day where he didn't come to the basement. And the basement was the play place,
That's where the
right?
kids, yeah.
And he, at some point, was like, I stay with adults now. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you've
Yeah.
made your choice. You've chosen your
I
side.
remember that as a big day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But he was my cousin, so I didn't have that much. Like, I wasn't like, no.
And it wasn't like you had to like live with it every day,
And
right?
I
Like,
had other cousins.
yeah.
Okay. Next perspective is 2009. Wade has gotten terrible.
Hold on. Elizabeth found the drawing.
What? I didn't write that chapter down.
Well, let me tell you about something that happened a long time ago that we never mentioned.
That must have been in this first chapter. Because it was so long. Everything that, like, literally everything comes from the first chapter comes back in a different chapter.
Okay. So let me go over something that I never mentioned. Anne found a book in the hayloft, a book on drawing that Jenny had used, and Jenny had left a drawing in the back of it. It was like a self-portrait. And then I believe I mentioned that Anne donated a book to the prison
You
library.
did.
She donated that drawing book,
In this
and
idea of like eventually Jenny would find the book and take it out, and like that the two of them would now be connected through
yes,
this book.
it was like I was like, that's a long
And
shot.
that's why she calls, because she's like, has anyone checked it out? Like,
Yeah. And then so when Jenny finds the book and she thinks Wade donated it for her.
Yes. Two.
Yeah,
Okay,
to the
yeah.
thing. But
It wasn't actually Jenny who found the book, it was Elizabeth.
yes. And then Jenny sees the drawing and recognizes it and she's like, "Oh my God, that's me." I don't think Elizabeth recognized that it was Jenny
No.
in the drawing.
No. They made this like wall of like a friendship wall, and she takes the draw Elizabeth takes the drawing, puts it on the wall, and is like, this is cool, and Jenny's like, oh, that's me.
That's me. I drew that.
And then like she adds one thing to the wall so that she can hide that she drew it, but I don't
Yes.
remember what she adds.
She adds about the pigs that they
Oh,
gave back to
right.
pigs. Okay. Don't worry. Oh wait, we're here actually.
Totally skipped this chapter. Obviously, the Elizabeth Jenny chapters were my least important.
Yeah, Elizabeth takes Jenny outside to help with the pigs and then deliver pigs. They help deliver pigs because the vet is there and his arm isn't thin
Thin
enough,
enough.
so he gets Jenny to like reach inside and pull a stillborn out. It's a
Yeah.
weird chapter. I didn't care for it.
And Elizabeth like thought this was the best day ever.
Yeah, and so then Jenny writes like
pigs.
It was like Elizabeth and Jenny delivered pigs or something, and then she puts it on the wall to cover up her signature on the drawing. Then, yeah, I wrote, Wade is not doing good. Yeah, and Anne takes him to see the picture of June in the post office or something.
Uh-huh.
It's like the painting. And I don't know. Didn't record his reaction.
Me either.
I don't think... maybe she didn't even show it. Anne was just like, we're gonna go do this.
Yeah. My only... in this chapter, I don't really remember. I stopped taking notes and just thinking things.
Yeah.
I was like, there's so much. But I wrote that I think he's dead in the first chapter. Like, I wrote, I think he's dead before 2012. That's what I wrote. Which is the first chapter.
Okay.
I don't know why I had this thought at this point, but I was like, I think probably because he's so terrible in 2009, and I was like, he's not going to last another 3 years. Like, he's dead before 2012. Yeah. And that made me, like, rethink the whole first chapter, but I didn't go back to read it because I was like, it's so long. It goes and goes.
No, wait. You might be right. I'll explain it later, though.
Okay. This was my own hypothesis. Like, this was not confirmed at all at this point. I was just like... something's not adding up about this timeline of his life.
I'm really glad you were paying attention to the timeline, because I was literally disregarding all dates. I was only, like, basing it off of, like, where they were at life stage-wise, uh-huh. And so often was confused, especially with the present-day stuff.
Yeah, because the present-day stuff is pretty blurry.
Yeah. Back to Wade's dad dying is a chapter. Did you write anything about it?
I wrote, it's 1973. And it is the night that Wade's dad dies. I think he might have... oh, wait. Oh, yeah. He's talking about the daughter he thinks he has. And I was like, this is just so heartbreaking. Because it's like, he... I mean, again, wondering, as a dementia person reading this, are you going like, yeah, it really feels real. Like, he was like, my daughter. And he was like, trying to find his way home. Because the way he dies is he walks out of his home at night. It's the middle of winter. And he can't remember which home is his. And he, like, gets hypothermia and dies.
Yeah.
And so, like... he's trying to figure out the house, and he's like, I feel like my son's in this house, and I feel like my wife's in this house, and then there also is my daughter. Like, what house is my daughter in? And, like, they're not... his wife and his son are in the same house. There is no daughter.
Yeah.
And by the time he, like, realizes... because he does eventually figure it out.
Yeah.
He's cold that he lies down and dies.
Yes.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And now we get an Elliot perspective. That's what I have next.
What's your next perspective?
I missed...
oh, well, let me tell you... Jenny gets a letter that Wade died.
Oh. What? And interesting. Either way, they both happened in 2009.
Okay. Jenny is sad and dead.
So he does die in 2009, you see?
Yes.
So he was dead for the whole first chapter.
No, let me tell you.
Well, the first, like...
let me tell you. I'm thinking because Anne goes back to the truck later and thinks about it right before she's leaving the mountain.
You think that's the moment, like...
that those mesh together.
Coming full circle.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so that's my thoughts. Anne tells Jenny that Wade is dead.
Yes.
And then Jenny thinks about it for a year.
Yes.
And then she tells Elizabeth that Wade died.
Yes.
Then we have Elliot chapter.
Yes. And I mean, the things that I pointed out from this letter was, like, she thinks about it for a year, and at first she's just like, oh, okay, Wade's dead. Mm-hmm. But then she realizes, like, she reads it again, and she's like, this letter was, like, very handcrafted to me. Mm-hmm. And it's Anne trying to give her peace of mind by telling her through, like, read between the line reading that Wade doesn't remember you.
Doesn't remember what she did.
Yes.
He didn't remember when he died, he didn't remember.
Yes. Oh, and the other thing is, because she says that where Wade is buried, mm-hmm. which gives Jenny the knowledge of where May is buried, because she never knew, because she was in prison.
Yes.
And now she knows where May was buried, because May would have been buried with her father.
And so, yeah, Anne writes that Wade was buried with his father.
Yes.
In the county where his dad died.
And so now Jenny knows where her daughter was buried. And so now she's like, basically, for the first time, I can visualize the mourning of where my daughter is.
Yeah. Oh. And there's a part where she, like, she's like, well, obviously Wade would be with his daughter.
Okay, so now apparently I've somehow decided to read Elliot first. I was like, I don't want to read Jenny's section.
Yeah, I don't know how you did.
But anyways, Elliot.
Yeah, I wrote Elliot chapter for some reason. So, Elliot recounts the day that he lost his leg to the dock. And what happened was he came out of school and he was supposed to, like, meet a friend, but the friend went home. and his backpack was at the end of this dock, and someone had put it there, and he thought it was, like, his friend or something.
And the dock was dangerous.
And the dock was dangerous. There was, like, a cone or something there put by the janitor. And he passed some girls who were, like, in grade 2 or something, and they, like, giggled because he's, like, he was, like, handsome, and he's a handsome boy.
Yeah.
And he, yeah, goes out on the dock, and his leg goes through.
And he's, like, stuck there the whole, like, many, like, multiple days?
No.
I think at least one.
It was overnight.
And there was a thunderstorm while he was in it.
Yeah. It was rough. So he, like, because he got his leg stuck, and then he, like, couldn't move it without, like, because there was all the...
The splintered wood.
Yeah.
He couldn't move it without injuring himself more.
Yeah. And he couldn't, he just couldn't get it out at all. Mm-hmm. And so eventually the janitor had to, like, cut him out with, like, a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And then by that point he had, like, long passed out, and then they had to amputate the leg.
Yeah.
Which I'm, like, amazing that he didn't die. Like, but yeah, so he was dating, he talks about relationships he had, and that he was dating this girl, Ivy. And Ivy, she was very interested in the story, but, like, he told it to her one day, and she was, like, not really into it, but he just kept telling her because, like, he wanted her to be interested in it. And then she was like, what if those little girls put your backpack out there?
Yeah.
And they knew that they were light enough that they wouldn't fall through, and you would.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is so dark.
Yeah, and
she... And basically she was like, they want you to be knocked down a peg because you were so...
They wanted to cripple you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was like they want to cripple you to knock you down ego-wise. I think it was more like because if they've crippled you, then they kind of have power over you. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like
significant. Yeah, I didn't see it as like he needed to be knocked down, but like that he wouldn't be so high anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Unattainable.
Like, yeah. Not like that he was a bad person, he needed to be knocked down, but like...
Like he needed...
Let's make him a regular human.
Yes. Yeah, because he was like singing and he was... He was, like, the star boy at school.
And do you think one of those girls was June?
It might have been.
Like, it was the right age, and I was like, is that why?
And it was implied because he found the
knife in his backpack?
No, he found the mash paper that June and Maeve later did. Which I don't really understand how mash works.
Did you never do mash?
I never did it.
Wow, we'll do mash later.
Now that I'm married... I think I might have done it, because I remember, like, the mansion apartment thing.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how any of the other part worked. Mm. Yeah, and so then Elliot breaks up with Ivy because he gets all upset that, like, the narrative has been changed by her, like, just asking this question or, like, suggesting this. And, but he also kind of loves her for it. And I feel like the significance of this chapter, because we hinted early on that we did not understand the significance of this chapter.
Yes.
Is, like, it's similar to what Jenny did in that she crippled Wayne.
Wade.
I don't know his name.
She crippled Wade by killing his children?
Yes. She crippled him and she changed the narrative to, like, make her a permanent fixture in his life. I feel like that's a loose connection.
It's loose.
I don't feel strongly about it. Yeah. It's just, like, me throwing something out there. Because otherwise, I don't know why. We
get Elliot all.
Chapter, yeah. And now it is 2 years since Wade died.
Yes.
And at this point, Anne has now become certain that it was her song. So Wade had been learning the song, this one song that they played together, and then May had, like, picked it up from the piano or from him humming it or something. And then she sang it in the truck, and then Jenny killed her for it.
I have a lot to say.
Wade gets the letter from the other June?
Yeah.
Are we at that point?
Yeah. Okay. That's what but I have a lot to say after that.
Okay.
So yeah.
What was said in the letter.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
Well, I just, like, Anne gets the letter from the other June.
That was the childhood friend of Wade's dad, but he believed to be his illegitimate daughter.
Who he'd been giving $10,000 to. Yeah. And so she just writes the letter and is like, you know, I had a daughter. This was, like, a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. So I used the money for her good.
Yes.
And now I'm repaying you.
Yes. Yes. And initially, there's, like, a split second where Anne is like, there's a letter to Wade from June.
It's, like, his daughter.
Yeah. like, I didn't, I knew. I was like,
yes. And she's like a little, and she has this moment of like anger that this June is alive and well and raised her daughter, and that Wade did not get to raise his June. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
So this is where I went and did some research.
Okay.
Because I was just like, what are the odds they never found her?
Oh.
Like, it just, like, kind of blew my mind thinking, like, she was just gone. And, like, you know, you hear about people being kidnapped and then being gone. Mm-hmm. She wasn't kidnapped.
She was just lost.
She was just lost.
Yeah.
And never found. And I was like, what are the odds? So, did some research. 89 to 92% of missing people in America are found within the first year, whether dead or alive.
Okay.
So, like, only about 8% are never found.
Yeah.
Very low. No government body is officially keeping track of who goes missing in the wild.
That seems weird. I feel like someone should be keeping track of that.
So I read a story. I read like a testimony about someone whose son had gone missing in the wild. And he tries to like go to the National Park Service. And then he tried to go to the forest. And like neither one had a list of like where. And he was like, why not? And they're... His theory, which was not ever declared by them, is, like, they don't want to announce and have a list of people who go missing in their parks.
Yeah.
So they just don't have a list.
They just don't keep track of it.
Because they're like, we need people to come to the park.
And they're probably like, that's not really our job. Like,
no.
It...
So if a family member of yours ever goes missing in the wild, the best people to reach out to are those who believe in Bigfoot.
Okay.
Because the Bigfoot associations are keeping track of the people who've gone missing in the woods. Because they're wondering, did Bigfoot take them?
Oh my god. This is the weirdest aside, and I'm so glad you did this research.
So, according to the Bigfoot people, there are 1,600 current active missing people in America from the woods. Most of them die from hypothermia and are often very, very far from their last known location, even children. One of them I heard was, like, this kid who, like, was a toddler who went missing in his backyard, and then they found him alive, luckily, like, 20 miles far, Pat, like, he had...
How? That's insane.
Yeah, like, the searching perimeter is huge. So, the national park people will stop searching about two weeks after the, and then they presume you are dead. But the Bigfoot associations are very helpful because they're out in the woods all the time. And then just like an aside of that was like that psychologists deem this much more traumatic to families than actual murder. Like
that going missing?
June would have been a more traumatic death for Wade than May because he never
got the closure.
Yeah.
Can I also do a random aside about this? Do you have more about that?
My only last comment was that there's a name for that, which is called frozen grief, because you're grieving but you're stuck in,
you can't quite
go past. Yeah. You can't be angry. You don't know if they suffered. You just
have no idea.
Yeah.
I've felt this about the Creston cheetah.
What's the Creston cheetah?
Many moons ago, not that long ago, but probably like 5 years ago, there was a news story that ran of a lady that saw a cheetah on the side of the highway here in BC,
uh-huh,
outside Creston.
Uh-huh.
And you would say to yourself, you would say, that lady doesn't fucking know what she's, like, she didn't see a cheetah. That's insane. There's no cheetahs here.
Yes.
That's crazy. But she had a picture. And there's a picture, and it's clearly a cheetah. Hmm. And it drove me insane.
That they just never found it?
Yes! I was like, where is it? And, like, the thing is, I was driving through Creston, because it was when I was living in Calgary. I was driving through Creston, and I was, like, looking out the window. Like, I was like, it's here. Like, there's a cheetah here. And I was so... I knew it was there. And it drove me insane thinking about what happened to it. Because it was the middle of winter, too. And I was like... obviously died.
Yeah.
But, like...
Where's its bones?
What did it have?
Well,
what did it do?
You know what the Bigfoot people would say?
They would have a register list of cheetahs that have gone missing.
That have gone missing because Bigfoot obviously took him and buried his bones.
Bigfoot still has him.
He kept them as a pet.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know what happened to the cheetah, and it still bothers me to this day.
Yeah, and Wade doesn't know what happened to June.
Yeah. Okay, we should really get back on track.
And the last part of this chapter that I wrote was that Anne is finally at peace.
Yeah.
With what happened. I wrote that she plays her music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, and she, like, actually rewrites the songs.
And then at this point, we have a May chapter where her and June do the MASH thing.
That's what I wrote. That's all I wrote that happened in that one.
So then Elizabeth has been in jail for 32 years and Jenny's been in there 29 years.
It's now 2024.
Yeah. And Jenny said at sentencing, "I wish that you would kill me, but I should never again be granted anything that I choose, close to what I wish." This is something that Elizabeth heard Jenny said. They don't know if she actually said it. But basically, Elizabeth heard this, and so she knew that if she applied for parole for Jenny, that Jenny, even though Jenny didn't want to go out on parole, she would accept it
because she doesn't want
to get what she wants.
Yeah.
So yeah, because Jenny has been giving her notes for 1,000 years, Elizabeth forges her handwriting and her signature, applies for parole, and Jenny gets it. So Anne takes the money that old June has given back to her, the $10,000, puts it in a bank account for Jenny, sets her up in an apartment, and then goes to prison to pick up Jenny. And then basically the end is that they just meet for the first time.
Yeah.
Anne and Jenny.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth mentions too that, because like she's applying for this like parole thing, and she says that at one point Jenny said that she made May wear long pants on the day in question, and she did that so that she wouldn't get like snake bites and like get hurt. And so it conflicts with, it's like Jenny cared about her daughter.
Yeah.
Like she loved her daughter.
Yeah.
And was like wanted to care for her on that day, but she ended up killing her anyway.
Yeah. Well, and we also find out, I don't know, like in and around this area, that all of these flashbacks of like the kids are the day before the murder.
Yeah.
So like we have seen Jenny's perspective in that, and like she was comforting May about the loss of her sister like less than 24 hours before. Yeah. Like she is not an evil mother.
Yes, it was not a premeditated murder. She loved her kids. It was kind of like Wade said, it was an accident.
It was an accident. It wasn't on purpose, but it wasn't an like.
Yeah.
It is what it was.
Yeah. And so
there's one chapter you didn't talk about, which I'm surprised.
Anne goes to sit in the truck.
No.
Oh.
The dog?
That's not yet.
What? But you already said that she's making a home for Jenny, and mine.
No,
my bloodhound is not that part.
You're right. I skipped ahead because we were talking about Jenny's parole, and then, okay. Anne goes to sit in the truck again and thinks about, because she's leaving the mountain, and at this point she has lived on the mountain for the longest.
Yes, she's lived there longer than anyone else ever did.
Yes. Anne is certain that it was the song that Jenny heard that was the reason she killed May. Then we have the hound POV chapter, which is what Mariah was so excited to get to. Tell me what you had to say about the hound POV.
I just said, what a weird chapter. They literally, like, it's literally one of the dogs looking for June.
Yes.
And, like, somehow it, like, it's, like, it basically says, oh, we're sniffing, but we can't sniff it out.
Yeah. But the issue is, like, they didn't have anything with June's scent on
it. They gave the dogs a glove that June had held.
Yeah.
But it was actually Wade's glove.
Yeah. And so the hound just runs through the thousands of smells that it is experiencing on the glove and, like, around and,
But it was, for me, I wrote this as I was reading it, like, I was, like, thinking, oh, this is gonna give us something. Like, the hound is going to pick up something, and we are going to get a tidbit of knowledge that no one else gets because
we're in the hound's POV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
No. The hound couldn't find her.
Nope. But the hound did smell Wade, who smelled of desperation. There! Wade had a smell!
He did. Desperation.
That's the most attractive smell so far.
Sexy stuff. But yeah, basically it's trying to explain why the dogs couldn't find June. Yeah, so then Anne gives money to Jenny, and
I just, and in this chapter, she also prays for June, which was just really nice. Yeah. Do you remember this?
Kind of.
She says, she prays that if June is alive, that she has found a way to forget and that she can hold on to whatever good she may have found in life that she has.
Oh.
You know.
I really believed June to be dead.
I believed her to, I mean, according to the
statistics
I looked up. I was like, yeah. If she wasn't dead, I feel like she would have told us. The author. She would have put that in.
Yeah. So, yeah, Anne collects Jenny from prison, and then she's basically, like, going to take Jenny to this apartment and then move to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have an 8-hour drive together, and then they're never going to see each other again.
Also, just tidbit of things that we forgot. Jenny finally tells Elizabeth that the painting was her painting.
Oh, yeah, the drawing. Yeah, she did do that.
Just so Elizabeth knows, so Elizabeth, because Elizabeth concludes she's going to die in prison.
Yes.
And so, like...
So Jenny tells her that, and then she's like, you found it, like, we were meant to be friends. And they were friends for, like, 30 years,
yeah,
so, like...
like, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing I wrote was just, okay, because it's over. I was just like, wow.
You want to know how I finished? Dang, is all I can think to say.
Glad you referenced your note for that.
What else do I have for this final chapter? I just wrote another, like, perhaps, so it's June, Anne, thinking about, like, this relationship that she has, like, forged with Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah. Perhaps it's what both their hearts have been wanting all along, to be broken in order to know that they are whole enough to break.
Maybe that's what the book's about. Impossible to say.
Yeah. Oh, and I also wrote, I guess this is big, because, like, they kind of go down to the river and, like, have this moment, and Anne says, in this moment, she feels like she's finally found June in Jenny.
In Jenny, yeah.
That must mean something important.
It must. It must be meaningful.
Okay, how are you rating Wade?
Well, he's old.
He's old, but he was so good.
He was. So we've got, he's not Pierrot.
No.
He's not Callum.
No.
He's not Will Grayson.
He could be better than Jonah.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
I think he, yeah.
And he's definitely better than Goliath and Jason.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And I think he's better than Jonah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because Jonah's just like an average, but I feel like he was better than that.
Yeah, Wade was a very good person. I can't believe he's coming in at number 4, but like...
We have like 3 good people and then a bunch of crappy people though. And Innkeeper.
Yeah, Innkeeper. Not have done Innkeeper. We should have done someone else. But we were in love with him. It's the same with this one. That farmer.
I know. You want to put someone high up? That farmer.
That farmer. We're just picking one rando side character that didn't matter.
Like, he was, oh. Yeah, anyway, so thoughts? Did you enjoy yourself?
I like, it was very well written.
Yes.
And clearly a well-crafted story.
This was her first book.
Yeah. I feel like it was very personal to her.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because of the Idaho thing, partly because of the, like, the May and June chapters. But yeah, it was... I don't know if I, like, loved it, you know? Like, I had trouble, like, connecting to it. I felt very far away from from what was going on, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Anne was supposed to be, like, you know, accessible. Like, kind of... to get into it, but a lot of the time I was like, why are you doing...
Yes, I mean, the chapters I connected with were, like, not the Anne chapters.
Yes.
It was the kids and the random.
Yeah, the people. Randos. Yeah.
But the thing that I just kept coming back to and wrote often, which I'm just concluding in this thing, is, like, it just felt, not like I could connect to them, but I was like, this is just real life.
Yes.
Like, she was able to capture...
Yes.
...reality.
Yes.
In a way that, especially in the books we've read so far...
Well, was not a thing that was happening. Yeah.
In so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not in a way, because I often hate that. Not, like, I hate when it, like, romanticizes present-day real life, if that makes sense. And, like, the grind of, like, actually existing in the world, I'm like, that's, I do that every day. I don't want to read about it. But this was, like, she made it story enough that it was, like, fun to engage yes. with, mm-hmm. even though it hurt to mm-hmm. engage with. It's a very interesting book. All right.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men, yeah. or go to our Patreon.
Or go to our website.
We just got all the things now. Yeah. It's growing.
Yeah.